In a cozy little village in England, over a century ago, a baby girl was born who would grow to become one of the world's greatest mystery weavers. Her name was Agatha Christie, and like the first page in a thrilling book, her life was the beginning of a grand adventure. Picture a garden where each flower is a different tale, waiting to be told. Agatha was the gardener, and she planted seeds that would bloom into some of the most enchanting mysteries ever written. As a young girl, Agatha Christie loved to listen to her mother's stories and to read books, which were like secret passages to a magical world. She would sit by the fireplace, her mind dancing with characters and places far away. Agatha was like a sponge, soaking up tales and conversations. And like a painter, she'd later use these colors to create her own masterpieces. Agatha Christie didn't just live in a world to make believe. She trained to be a nurse during the First World War, and like a detective collecting clues, she gathered experiences that would help her write. She learned about poisons, which are the substances that can be very harmful, and they became important parts of her stories. Think of how a chef uses different ingredients to make a perfect meal. Agatha used her knowledge of medicine to spice up her plots. Writing for Agatha Christie was like crafting a secret code. Each word was chosen with care, and readers would feel like detectives trying to crack the code to solve the mystery. Her book's like a treasure map, leading readers on a chase for the hidden truth. Every chapter was a clue, and every character was a potential key to unlocking the mystery. In the world of Agatha Christie's books, you meet friends who stay with you for life, like the famous detective Hercule Poirot, with his sharp mind and funny little mustache, and Miss Marple, the clever old lady who could solve puzzles that left everyone else scratching their heads. Just like a game of chess, every move these characters made was important to the story, and Agatha was the master playing the game. The heart of Agatha Christie's stories is not just in the whodunit, but in understanding why people do the things they do. Her tales remind us of a simple truth, that everyone has a story, and sometimes they are tangled like a ball of yarn. It takes a patient hand to untangle the knots and see the whole picture, and Agatha was the best at it. Agatha Christie left behind a treasure chest of books, over 70 novels, 100 short stories, and plays that echo through time. Like footprints in the sand, her stories have left a mark on the hearts of those who read them. Her words remind us that life is the biggest mystery of all, filled with questions waiting to be answered. For every child dreaming of becoming a storyteller, Agatha Christie is like a lighthouse, showing the way through the foggy sea of their imaginations. She teaches us that a pencil is a wand, and with it, you can cast spells that transport people to worlds unknown. In the world of stories, Agatha Christie's legacy is like a book that never closes. Though she passed away many years ago, her tales are timeless, telling us that every ending is just a start of a new journey. Remember, in every goodbye, there is a possibility of a new hello. Just like at the end of the story, when you close the book, you carry a piece of it with you, ready to start the next one. Agatha Christie's life, her legacy, and her works are a testament to the power of imagination, the intrigue of a well-crafted mystery, and the enduring love for a good story. As long as there are curious minds to wonder who done it, the grand adventure that Agatha Christie began will never truly end.